This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
G-Code is a product that does not really have a peer. As far as an outside-the-waistband tactical holster, there is nothing. Nothing. That is as tough as a G-Code holster. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Bob Harvey is a guy I've had on the show before, and I tried to get him tonight, and I couldn't. So this is coming from his desk, ripped straight from the pages of AmmoLand.com, where the show is streaming right now. And everybody who trains would do well to listen to this, because what Mr. Harvey has done here, he's reacting to a pro firearms YouTube trainer who's trashing an age-old teaching as if he's the only enlightened one, and then he does not show what his advice is to overcome an adrenaline dump. He was watching this, and the guy was flaming the age-old standard of teaching the reaction and remedial of an adrenaline dump. The guy made fun of the instructional methods talking about fine motor skill versus gross motor skills. And he was being comedic to a certain degree. I think I know which one he's talking about. But it was wrong on so many other bases. But Mr. Harvey believes that this guy's never been in a life or death fight in his life. So what you basically have is a video where you're taking the YouTube tactic cool technique versus the real life life and death technique. And he trashed what is traditionally taught, but he does not show what his advice is to overcome an adrenaline dump. And training the mind and body to survive a fight is not a joke. And it should not be made fun of. YouTube has become a very important platform. I use it. A lot of people use it. A lot of people get a lot of their, like, I learned how to basically edit video on YouTube. I learned how to shoot video by watching YouTube. I don't get any of my training from YouTube, though, when it comes to handling a gun. So I don't worry too much about the YouTube pro trainers. But anybody that's out there that has something that's better than the traditional way of doing things, put it up or shut it up. Or put a disclaimer on your video that says it's for entertainment use only. And adrenaline dumps cause a fight, flight, or freeze reaction. And that is indisputable. Physiological and psychological changes happen to your body and mind. And all of this is happening like in the blink of an eye. if your training does not include working on this particular part of a violent encounter, then your training is not complete. There are a lot of things that training can do, like repetition, going through the steps over and over and over again, the drills, the this, the that, draw, breathe, inhale, hold, squeeze, you know, that kind of stuff. What none of these so-called experts can refute is that the chemical dump from adrenaline does change your body's ability to deal with stress and violence. These chemicals do not dissipate quickly, and the effect on the brain and body can be devastating. And knowing how to deal with them when it happens is called a survival method. As an example, police officers in New York, that one that just got found guilty of a negligent discharge, it resulted in shooting somebody merely for being in a hallway and killing him. He was going through the adrenaline dump, and he did not manage the adrenaline dump. So here's what happens, and it happens to almost everyone that is being hit with it for the first time, and most always. Number one, you have time distortion. It speeds up or it slows down. Number two, you're going to have tunnel vision. Number three, it's going to be like you don't hear it. You're going to have an auditory exclusion. Number four, you're going to see a fine motor skill decay. This means details, you know, physical articulation is going to begin to leave you. You may see all of this in black and white. Possible color blindness occurs in this. You're going to experience increases in speed and strength, although this is going to be very quick. Your breathing and your heart rate is going to really increase. I mean, it's going to shoot skyward. And you're going to have an emotional change. Okay? Now, how do you overcome the adrenaline dump? All these things I just talked about. First of all, you have to understand that you're going through an adrenaline dump. Number two, you need to learn how to breathe in one of these things. Now, I know that's like, what? You need to learn how to breathe. The best way to reclaim your breathing is in the nose and out of your mouth if you have the presence of mind to do that. Although you're probably not going to. I never have. Both times I have drawn my gun in aborted self-defense, I have gone and started. I have felt the adrenaline dump coming. You're going to need to move. That movement is going to shake loose some of the adrenaline dump. And you're going to have violence of action. That is going to mitigate the adrenaline dump. Watching YouTube is fine. Okay. Do not watch YouTube with the expectation that you're going to come away with mindset. Okay. I've seen some very high dollar trainers try to teach mindset. Mindset is something that cannot be taught. Stop buying the junk that you see on YouTube. Somewhere around you is a good trainer. Or somewhere near you is a good trainer. Go find that good trainer and start getting good training. Vet the trainer. Once you've trained, go out and practice what you've trained to do. Only through this kind of practice and everything else can you mitigate the adrenaline dump. The adrenaline dump is something that can be, it can be the end of the fight. You've got to be able to mitigate this. This is all going to be coming from between your ears. Item number one, you've got to be aware that that's going to happen. If you can do that, you're really getting where you need to go. YouTube is good, but YouTube is entertainment. Okay? Unless you're watching a review or something of a gun and you see everything you want to see, that's it. That's all you're going to do. Practice what you've trained to do. Go get training and practice what you've trained to do, and your survival may be possible then. Do not be a YouTube mall ninja. Huh? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and indestructibility. Yeah, that's the difference. I carry them. I run them. Every time I go to the range, I've got that. That's all I'm pushing the guns around with. TacticalHolsters.com. If you were to listen to the claims made by Dan Gross from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, 4,500 people were killed in the streets of America in the weeks the House and Senate were on summer recess. You can almost see the reporter's eyes roll into the back of his head as he was typing the hysterical claims from the Brady campaign. I'm going to try to impress upon it the proper amount of incredulity. Thousands of Americans were shot to death while Congress was on its summer break, according to gun control activists. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence reported Tuesday that 4,500 people have been shot and killed since lawmakers left town in mid-July. Lawmakers will be greeted by protests from gun control advocates Tuesday as they return to Capitol Hill. President Dan Gross said Congress is in for a rude awakening today if they thought 7 weeks of vacation would wipe the slate clean. While Congress enjoyed nearly 2 months of sun and fun, the American people paid the ultimate price for Congress's inaction, with 4,500 shot and killed during August recess alone. Now that they're finally back at work, gun violence must be a priority for Congress. The group intends to plaster offices of the corporate gun lobby's most loyal lapdogs with the names of their constituents who were shot to death during August recess. Interestingly, Gross and Brady provided no data to support their claims for that number. And that's because they're being intentionally duplicitous. 8,124 people were murdered with firearms in all of 2014, the last year for which we have complete data from the FBI. Dan Gross and Brady are being dishonest, as they always are, by including suicides to grossly inflate their numbers while asserting that there's a gun violence problem in the United States. Now, objectively, no matter how you slice it, there is no gun violence problem in the United States. Per capita, criminal homicides are at an all-time record low. So are accidents with firearms. Violent crime in general is down, in part of a multi-decade trend. Going up in the cities, can't help that. They are reaping that which they have sown. This long-term decline in human criminal violence is occurring as so-called gun culture 2.0 has been birthed over the past decade, with younger female and urban gun owners becoming the fastest-growing demographic of new gun owners. Female handgun owners in particular are seeing incredible growth. As a result of this surge in gun ownership, gun sales and concealed carry are at record highs month after month after month. Gun ownership and sales are up. Criminal and accidental deaths from firearms are down. And yet we've got this hysterical Nelly, Dan Gross and his allies. They're attempting to rebrand their failed 1990 gun control efforts as gun violence. The reality remains today that there's only violent people and that firearms are a commonly owned tool, very rarely used in crimes, decreasingly, as it would seem. What we have is a violent subculture problem, where certain violence-prone people in the United States embrace criminal behavior, and the majority of violent crime in the nation could be isolated by just a double handful of zip codes. Just five neighborhoods in Chicago account for more criminal violence than 165 less violent neighborhoods in the same city. These five bloody neighborhoods account for more carnage than many states see in a year. In Chicago, the Austin and Englewood neighborhoods alone have accounted for more homicides, 113 so far this year, as did the states of Idaho, who had 32, Rhode Island 25, Maine 21, Wyoming 16, and New Hampshire 12 combined in all of 2014. All of those states combined, 106. It's not a gun violence problem. It's a thug culture problem. The band 21 Pilots had some insightful comments from their song Heathens, which was part of the soundtrack for the movie Suicide Squad. They did an excellent job in pointing out the reality that some small subgroups of people are incredibly violent and that the tools they choose are all but irrelevant. The criminally violent people are the weapons there. Just because we check our guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You're loving on the psychopath sitting next to you. You're loving on the murderer sitting next to you. You think, how'd I get there sitting next to you? Gross and his allies, the radical left-wing Democrats, all aren't really interested in stopping violent crime. If they were, they'd target the criminal subcultures and change them. They would provide a maximum effect on crime for minimal effort. They really cared about saving lives. They could likely cut the criminal homicide rate in half by advocating for full sentences for violent crimes, no deal cutting, and increased police presences in the handful of neighborhoods in each metropolitan area where violent crime is rampant. More importantly, they could attempt to force their allies in the entertainment industry to stop glorifying criminal violence in movies, video games, and especially music. If the Brady campaign says they want to decrease suicides, by far the leading cause of deaths with tools of all kinds in the United States, they could take steps to help people get better mental health care faster without having to face the fear that they'll lose their gun rights for a lifetime over a short-term need for mental health counseling to get through a temporary crisis. But instead of helping, they've supported laws that make people avoid getting mental health care for fear they'll lose their rights. And unfortunately, some of those individuals then take their lives. And those deaths are much higher than the number of criminal homicides every year. Yet it's entirely fair to blame Gross and the Brady campaign for the far greater number of suicides committed from firearms. They're going to blame the gun industry, 110 plus million gun owners and gun rights groups for the smaller number of homicides. Brady campaign has always been about citizen disarmament, even when they were called handgun control. They have a four-decade track record that shows they have no serious interest in dramatically working against violent crimes. How many of those 4,500 deaths do you want to claim credit for there, Dan? How many of those suicide inflated numbers came because of your warped focus and your moral confusion and your intentional subterfuge of the pursuit of raw political power? Go ahead, because, you know, you can, you contributed to that. You were the cause of that in a lot of cases, Dan. So, think about that. I'll be thinking about it. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I have run these year, day in and day out for the last 4 years. Some of them are newer. I still have the original ones. I'm still running those. My Glock, my original Glock OSH, still works today. Still holding shape, still holding the gun. Kydex at its highest degree. Check them out. How many of you go through drive-thrus? One thing I've had to come to understand from some other stuff that I do, that simply because I'm not going to put it out there. I'm not going to put it out there because it might make its way back to people. I'm aware when I'm riding around sometimes in the car of how difficult it's going to be to get the gun into play when it's in a holster on my hip and concealed. Okay? It doesn't matter whether it's just the fact that it's under a shirt, which has now got a seat belt over it too, and my body is bent, is going to make it difficult. Okay? Now, a drive-through window Now, the thing I love about my vehicle that I have now, my 2014 Ford Escape, is that when I drive, it locks the doors automatically. And I even have a little light to indicate the doors are locked. And so when I see that little light, I know the doors are locked. Because there's been a couple of times at night when I feel like I was being cased, if you will. I felt like somebody was pulling up on me to figure out how many people were in the car. Then they pulled up beside me to and then they got in behind me again. And then when I overshot a turn because I didn't really know where I was going, they pulled in the median behind me, and then they U-turned with me. And by the time all of that happened, gun was in hand. I mean, I had a weapon in my hand, and I was getting ready to start calling people I know to say, "Hey, man, all that stuff we talked about all this time on the radio just happened, and I need a few things that we talked about on the radio to start executing right now." So, drive-throughs. This is one of those times. Let's take a Starbucks, for example. Starbucks typically has their automated, you know, their electronic drive up and make your order over the speaker thing. That's directly behind them. That's on their six, you might say. Or depending on the layout of the building, it's on the six of the drive-through window. It might be actually be on their 9 o'clock position of the way the store is oriented. However it works out, you're in a position where maybe, maybe not, you may have an obstructed view. And this is the problem that you have with drive-through windows. I've actually had this happen before. I've actually had somebody come out of the bushes wanting to panhandle. Now, that's bad when somebody's wanting to panhandle. It's bad they have to resort to panhandling. What's equally bad is when they just burst out of the bushes, you know, coming up wanting to know if I've got any change. Well, I might pull something out of my pocket, but I don't know if that's what you're counting on. Now, if you see somebody walking up on you and you don't know them, and your window's down, you can take your support side hand. This is the, you know, if you're in a car and you're right-handed, okay, you're right-handed, like I am, that means my gun is right here on my right side. So my left hand is towards the outside of the car. I can stick my hand out the window and say, "I'm sorry, I can't help you." And for a moment, that may slow him down just long enough for me to get my my weapon clear. Now, whoever's coming up on you, if they're talking to you, you're going to interrupt their sentence. But if they're not inebriated beyond belief or on drugs, they're going to interpret your hand gesture, and they're going to stop in your tracks. Now, most of the time in the car, I'm the only one with a weapon. But, you know, if I have to hand my gun off to my wife, she's not going to hesitate shooting somebody. That's what it comes to. As soon as you can, whenever somebody is coming up on you, your window needs to be up and you need to be moving. The key here is when you stick your hand out and you're telling them to stop, you are engaging them. But the key to this, the key to escaping from this, because being in the car is, you're not able to move. The car moves, of course, if you make the car move. But sometimes you got cars in front, you got cars behind. You don't have that freedom of movement that you would have, say, if you weren't wearing a car. So you have to disengage quick. You have to get out of there quick and change the dynamic. You need to disengage and then separate from the encounter to try to keep this from escalating into an incident. Now, this doesn't mean brandish your weapon as they come walking up because you don't know what's going on. You may hurt some feelings. You may, there may be some people out there that think some very unpleasant things about you. And you we'll be fine. Now, when someone precipitously changes directions and moves towards you, or moves in your direction the moment he notices you, this is a whole different kind of thing. This is a real danger sign. I have noticed that crosswalks and drive-through signs and drive-through exits are often places where no goods like to loiter. They're looking for people with money in their hands who are simultaneously not paying attention. The criminal world has rightfully so identified these areas as a vulnerable choke point. Being alert and aware of your surroundings will go a long way. You don't, when you're out at one of these places, you don't need to be checking your text messages and your Facebook and your email and everything else. I know the urge is to multitask, isn't it? I remember existing when there were no smartphones, and I never felt like I was missing anything. I never felt like I was missing anything. I remember existing with mobile phones where they just did calls and texts. And the text messages were really good because I didn't have to take the call. And I didn't have to worry about talking on the phone while I was driving the car. And that was good, too. I remember all of those times back in the good old days, back in the 90s, I guess it was. And then in 2007, Steve Jobs and the iPhone. And awareness went straight out the door, because now we have these worlds of wonder they call the smartphone. Don't let your smartphone take up all of your awareness. It's perfectly okay to look at the world around you. In fact, I recommend it. We'll be right back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
The firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
This is as far as a holster to carry your gun, if you have to carry a gun in a way that you want to retain your weapon while making it easy to draw, this is your holster. G-Code, check them out. Coming from the desk of David Kodria and ripped from the pages of Ammoland.com, where we're streaming live right now, I have this little tidbit to leave you with, because the Supreme Court is still up, you know, it's still up there out there. And Judge Merrick Garland is still on the table. So far, the Senate Republicans have refused to hold a hearing for Garland. And the White House is complaining. They're presenting its public case to move confirmation hearings along. They're saying that it will be harmful and create unsustainable uncertainty if Congress fails to act on the president's nominee. I don't see how or why. Let's go with the Biden thing. I like the Biden thing. Biden thought that, you know, Biden thought 18 months was too close into a new president. Who it would be harmful to and left uncertain is, for the left, is unstated. One thing we know is that if Garland were confirmed, as a lot of Senate Republicans would do, like my Senator Lindsey Graham, then that deadlock on the Supreme Court would be broken, and it would tilt to the side that Garland comes in on. Of course, the progressives are saying that's hogwash. He's a jurist. He's Constitution. These are the same people that hate guns, and then they hate the people that own the guns, and they especially hate anything that would challenge their totalitarian monopoly on violence. They want us to believe that suspecting Garland of sympathy for gun control is based purely on unwarranted speculation. Because, you know, Obama would never nominate anybody who's anti-gun now, would he? Do we really have to settle for that unconvincing rebuttal that Garland hasn't directly decided a 2A case and that we can't read his mind? Do you really want to throw that coin into the air? Well, the Democrats here, of course. And who and why does this contention come off with all the believably, you know, the ability to believe it of a Bart Simpson denial? Now, there is a way around this. And while it may be not consistent with the way things have traditionally been done, there's no law against Merrick Garland exercising his First Amendment rights as a private citizen to tell us where he stands philosophically about guns. Nominees are generally given a pass in hearings for the excuse they don't want to prejudice any appeals that may come before them. But since when do job applicants outside the government get hired if they refuse to even generally disclose their thoughts on conflicts that they will be responsible for resolving? So, David, Mr. Kodria, and I have to agree with him, he believes that there should be a litmus test as part of the, you know, part of the questioning, not necessarily a litmus test, but, you know, getting out there and looking where he stands constitutionally. He believes that anybody looking at a federal judgeship of any kind ought to be expected to disclose answers to fundamental questions like, do you believe the Second Amendment articulates an individual right? Should Second Amendment cases be considered under strict scrutiny? Does the legal concept in common use at the time, at a minimum, apply to weaponry carried by infantry soldiers for battlefield use, in addition to those commonly used for self-defense and sport? If they don't wish to answer to we the people on these points, then maybe they should go, maybe go get a job at one of these drive-thru windows. It is with lower courts that some of the most damaging decisions have been made, and in many cases, decisions allowed to stand simply because the Supreme Court chose not to hear an appeal. And these courts are increasingly dangerous places, as another under-the-radar Democrat objective, one enabled by Republican Senate squishes, may have already rendered justice for gun owners unobtainable. The Daily Signal notes, when Obama entered the Oval Office, liberal judges controlled just one of the 13 circuits of the U.S. Court of Appeals. 55 successful presidential nominations later, liberal majorities now control 9 of those appeals benches, or 70%. You and I won't stand a snowball's chance in hell if Hillary is elected. Hillary's already gotten out there and said she disagrees with earlier rulings. She won't be looking at Garland. She'll be looking at somebody else to replace Scalia, who will go against everything Scalia did. And Scalia didn't do nearly enough. While everybody's out there celebrating Scalia, and Scalia was a righteous dude, but I mean, he was not one that covered all the details. So, Pantsuit will not just fill the Scalia vacancy, but other vacancies that will surely arise on the high court and all the lower ones. She'll conceivably get the number into the 90% bracket, especially if pro-amnesty, pathway to citizenship, GOP turncoat succeed in helping her create an overwhelming Democrat supermajority. Now, I understand the whole concept of Molon Lobby, okay? And I understand the righteousness of those that scream that. But do you understand what happens if Clinton gets in the White House and Clinton starts appointing these judges and Clinton's, I mean, we're not going to have to worry, we don't have to worry about laws with Clinton. We just have to worry about what the judges are going to do, because the judges are going to create law. And they're going to put us in a position, they're going to paint us into a corner. And Molon Labe will not become, it won't be a saying anymore. We're going to be forced into maybe practicing. We're going to be forced into maybe fighting. Now, it's one thing to say, I am prepared for that should the need arise. It's quite another thing to look forward to that, because you're a lunatic if you're looking forward to it. You don't really know what you're talking about. I don't care how mad that makes you. I really don't. Wouldn't it be easier to vote first for the only person with a chance of beating Pantsuit and see if these potential nominees can make a difference once he gets them in place? Doesn't that make a little bit of sense? Shouldn't we exhaust every means at our disposal before we put ourselves on one track that we got to ride the ride till the end, guys? Doesn't that make better sense to exhaust everything first before we decide to go down that path? Now, I know what the audience consists of, and I know that the audience is primarily a lot of veterans, a lot of pro-gunners, a lot of law enforcement. I get that. That means that most of you know exactly what I'm talking about. But for those of you that don't, let me tell you something that I really experienced as a soldier. And I mean, I had this mindset every day. Every day as a soldier, for the 7 years I was in the military, I prepared for war. And while I was preparing for war, I was praying for peace. On the one hand, I had my preference. On the other hand, I had my profession. I was ready to go. I just hoped I wouldn't have to. But I prepared to go the whole time. That was a lifestyle for 7 years. But we'll be back at this in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. Have a good evening. This has been Lock and Load.
Life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? ProtoVite can. ProtoVite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, ProtoVite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.